USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new coronavirus variant Omicron has now been verified in the United States. San Francisco Mayor London Breed.
Using the latest of technology, we have discovered our first case, not only here in San Francisco, but the entire country.
Officials at the White House are saying they were preparing for this.
We knew that it was just a matter of time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told reporters that Americans should continue to get their vaccinations.
And all the other things we've been talking about getting your children vaccinated, masking in indoor congregate settings.
According to Fauci, the first case, which was a mild breakthrough infection in a person who was in South Africa last month, is so far giving up very little data. The CDC is now saying there are possibly more potential cases of the new variant in several states. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on a major abortion law challenge. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart says that states and not courts should be deciding hard issues like abortion. He urged the Supreme Court to set aside precedent that was set by Roe v. Wade.
When an issue affects everyone and when the Constitution does not take sides on it, it belongs to the people.
Stewart says a viability threshold banning abortion restrictions before 24 weeks is unworkable. Mississippi's law would ban the procedure at 15 weeks of pregnancy.
If people actually believe that it's all political, how will we survive? How will the court survive?
Justice Sonia Sotomayor, relating concerns about the court overturning long-standing precedent because of a shifting makeup of the court. Chief Justice John Roberts suggested that the 15-week line for abortions could be the new standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities say the high school gunman that killed four children is facing charges of first-degree murder, terrorism, and other gun-related charges. They say Ethan Crumley is not cooperating with the investigation.
Police say the 15-year-old made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
A journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up a school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities have now arrested a man who they believe to be the killer of a young Florida woman almost 40 years ago. A cold case that may now have been solved with new forensic technology. Local TV station WPTV had this report.
38 years after her murder in Delray Beach, police have arrested a man in the killing of Carla Lowe. Police say Lowe was waiting for an Amtrak train near downtown Delray Beach when she was beaten and run over by her killer. Yesterday, police were in Jacksonville, and they said they arrested 59-year-old Ralph Williams. Detectives say they got the needed evidence in the case through modern enhanced fingerprint technology. Carla Lowe was just 21 years old when she was murdered. Today, her sister called her a beautiful and generous person and called the arrest surreal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.